grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Imagine being in a small boat, pounded by waves, holding on for dear life, maybe holding on with one hand and desperately trying to save the boat with the other. And the one man who can help is sound asleep through all this commotion. Well, you're not going to get a lesson on boating safety today, but rather you will see that you can trust the powerful and effective Word of God and Jesus Christ, who is God's Word made flesh. Jesus never promised anyone smooth seas and following winds. Yet ships have always been a Christian symbol. We have one on the stained glass window near the back on that side, the last of the tall ones. You see the ship going out taking the gospel throughout the world. You see this green pyramid with Noah's Ark, which shows the vessel that saved the entire human race and all of the creatures that were in the ark. And if you look up at the ceiling, I know I've said this many times, but the ceiling gives you the idea that you're looking down at the hull of a boat. You see the keel in the middle, the outriggers, and the planking. So the church has long used boats, ships, as symbols. The church is the great institution that God formed to keep us safe and secure. Now, you may wonder, why was our church named Hope Lutheran Church? Well, it was named Hope because we're in the Portage Lakes. And the anchor is a symbol of Christian hope. If you look at the very small stained glass window in the very back of the church, you'll see the Luther seal and an anchor. The anchor is Christian symbolism for hope. And Luther seal means Lutheran, so Hope Lutheran Church. The anchor comes from Hebrews chapter 6, which says, "Lay hold of the hope you have before you, which hope you have as an anchor of the soul." So that's why our church symbols have anchors in them. Our name is Hope, and that's the symbol of hope. It's also interesting that several of the apostles were fishermen, and they would have had boats at their disposal to use in our Lord's travels. Now, travel by sea was obviously quite dangerous, but then again, as the parable of the Good Samaritan shows, travel by land was also hazardous. On land, you could be attacked, robbed, and left for dead, and travel by sea, and you could be shipwrecked or drowned. We read in Mark's gospel, "There arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling." Well, maybe that storm is also a reminder of why the early church adopted the boat as a symbol. Boats in those days were not like the ones we have today, which are a lot safer. As soon as you are placed into a boat, which is Christ's church, Satan attacks. And again, that's why the church adopted the boat as a Christian symbol. It angers Satan beyond all words that you have been taken from his clutches and placed into the family of Christ. You're no longer paddling for dear life in the difficult waters. You are safe and secure in the lifeboat of the church. And as you know, Satan does not direct his wrath against unbelievers. Why should he? He already has them. He lashes out against Christians because he does not have us and he wants us. Christians are the squeaky wheel, and Satan has plenty of grease. This text tells us that evil exists and bad things happen because Satan wants to sink the church and destroy your faith in Jesus Christ. He used that storm at sea to shake the faith of the apostles, and in a futile effort to drown Jesus and the apostles. And Satan also uses the storms of life to make you want to abandon ship and to leave the church and return to the things of the world. The book of Job was today's Old Testament lesson. And as Satan did to Job back then, he did to the apostles in the boat, and he does to you and I. Satan wants us to think that Jesus does not care about you. He wants you to think that, and he's wrong. Look at today's gospel. Yes, the apostles were struggling, and yes, Jesus seemed to be detached. He was sleeping at the stern while they were suffering through the storm. And finally, they confronted Jesus and accused him of not caring. So you see what happened? The devil took advantage of earthly troubles and tried to use it to his advantage and to their destruction. He planted the idea in their head that Jesus didn't care. And Satan does that to us too. Have you ever wondered where Jesus was when you faced a crisis? When you or a loved one were sick? When you had personal, school, family, or financial problems? Satan would have you believe that Jesus is AWOL, away without leave, nowhere to be found. But where was Jesus when the boat was almost swamped? He was there. And where was he? He was at the stern of the ship. That's where the rudder can be found to guide the ship. That's also where the captain is located. Jesus was right where he belonged, in the back of that boat, in total control of it and the situation. If you have ever served on a ship, you will know that the captain's stateroom, the captain's cabin, is always behind the control room. Open his door, and he's right there to take any action the ship may need. The captain of a modern ship is always where he belongs, in charge and ready for action. In any time of blessing or crisis, you can be assured that your Savior is right there in control, handling the situation for you. Now, the disciples woke Jesus up. It appeared to them that he was totally unaware of what was going on. But remember, Jesus has two natures, the human nature and the divine nature. According to his human nature, Jesus needed to get some sleep, just like you. But according to his divine nature, he is an ever-present help in trouble. And at all times and in all places, Jesus is fully aware of the needs and the condition of his people. He is always there watching over you, and his hand is always protecting those who trust in him. So at the end of the story, Jesus rebukes the wind, and it obeys. You know, I think this is a pretty good Bible passage to read on Father's Day, because like a good father watching over his family, Jesus is a good captain who watched over and saved his ship and his crew. So, yeah, this is a very good Bible passage for Father's Day. Just as your dad's watched out for you, Jesus is too. Now, our Old Testament from Job and our Gospel from Mark, they teach lessons that God has placed limits on things. Nature and the devil can go only so far and no further. Nothing will be allowed to overwhelm or destroy what God wants to protect. And God wants to protect your salvation. You are his elect, his chosen people. And he has put you into a very safe vessel, the Christian church. When storms and difficulties arise in your life, God has limited their destructive influence over you. Like a good captain and like a good caring father, Jesus is always here for you. His word is powerful, and it is obeyed even by creation itself. When the storms of life gather, he is with you and in control. And always he is where he needs to be for you. In the gospel, we see a miracle. The Lord protects his disciples from the raging winds and waves. What about you? Not many of you have ever needed to be delivered from a storm at sea. But you do need to be delivered from the power of sin, death, and the devil. And by the grace of God, you have been. And that deliverance really and truly is a miracle. Other miracles have happened in your life, and you know and believe that they are miracles. For instance, you believe the gospel to be true. That's a miracle. Satan has been kept from tearing you away from that gospel and not having confidence in your Savior. All the power of Christ to forgive your sins will also deliver you from earthly uncertainty. You have the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. And it's a miracle that you believe that the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus delivers this grace to you. It is a miracle that you have been made sons and daughters of God by God himself. For the sake of Jesus Christ, always in control, always the stiller of storms, both physical and spiritual. To God be all the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Please rise for the offertory.